following CannabisRadio.com program contains explicit language and content that can be considered graphic and offensive. This program is not suitable for all audiences, and the opinions expressed do not reflect those of CannabisRadio.com, its staff, management, or sponsors. Listener discretion is advised.
Yes, hello?
Hey, Jesus, it's Peter.
Oh, hey, Peter. Hey, Peter, what's up?
I'm just chilling down here, man, and I wanted to call you up and ask you about something.
You're in the basement?
Yeah, man, I'm in the basement.
So why are you calling me? Why wouldn't you just come upstairs?
Oh, I really didn't fucking feel like it, to be honest, Jesus. So I wanted to tell you about something.
Okay, whatever, man. I got a lot of stuff to do, man. What's up?
Oh, would you hear about that guy, that Donald Silver, whatever, Steen, that's from the Lakers, the
Clippers?
Yeah,
the racist L.A. Clippers owner.
Right, him.
Yeah, we talked about it on the show.
Really?
Actually, weren't you listening?
No, when I'm not there, I usually don't listen, Jesus, and, frankly, I don't listen much when I am there. You know what I'm saying?
Yes. So, what about him, Peter?
Wait, it was like I was listening to, like, his thoughts on black people, and then they seemed kind of, like, weird.
Right.
They seemed kind of weird, you know what I'm saying? Like off.
What,
Like, just, like.
What do you think about black people, Peter?
Oh, well, you know, I don't really, you know.
Yeah, just tell me what you think about black people, man. It's not like I'm recording this or anything.
Well.
Just, what are your thoughts, man? Just between us homies.
Well, Jesus, just between us, you know, I really want to fuck a black chick.
Ah.
Yeah, when I want to bang a black broad.
Ah, well, okay.
Yeah, you know that Kerry Washington chick from that Scandal show?
Yeah, she's very attractive.
Absolutely, I would like to, I'd like to pick her cotton, if you know what I'm saying.
I'm not sure 100% what that means.
Well.
But it's probably something you shouldn't say in public. That I'm pretty sure of.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah, you know Halle Berry?
Yes. Halle Berry, incredibly attractive woman.
Yeah, you know, I like to bury my dick in her Halle.
Okay. I get your point. Your point, Peter. Yeah, I know what you're saying.
Yeah, you know Megan Good? Megan Good?
I can't say I've ever heard of Megan Good.
Well, I bet I know what's good on her. Her pussy.
That's incredibly clever, Peter, but I really got a lot of stuff.
You know Rosario Dawson?
Yes. She's also very, very attractive.
Yeah, she's got them chocolatey milky titties, you know what I'm saying?
Right.
Did
you say chocolate milky titties?
Oh, yes, I did, Jesus.
Okay, I just want to keep track of this.
All right.
Yeah,
the milky titties.
So we're going to take this to the end. You got anybody else you want to talk about?
Indeed I do, Jesus. You know, Gabrielle Union?
Right.
I like to union my dick with her pussy, if you know what I'm saying.
I think you're kind of reaching on that last one.
Well.
The last one, you kind of labored at the end.
Well, you know.
Yeah, but I get it. I get the point here. You want to fuck black women. I understand.
I got jungle fever.
Many attractive black women.
I got jungle fever.
They're eminently
fuckable.
Why they would fuck you, I don't know.
What's that supposed to mean, Jesus? Yeah.
It's a good dream to have.
Anyway. I got jungle fever. Yeah.
Okay.
I got jungle fever.
Okay, Peter.
Ooh, I got jungle fever. It's my jungle fever.
I know the song. Peter, I know the song. I understand.
I got a fever for black ladies,
yes,
Jesus.
Yes, you have jungle fever.
Yes.
Jungle fever. I get it.
Yes.
I get it. I remember the movie.
It's a good movie. I got jungle fever.
Okay, Peter,
fever.
I'm going to let you go. I got some
fever.
Stuff got to go going on. I got to do some bits and some writing and stuff like that.
I like black pussy.
So,
Jesus.
Yes, I understand.
I like
Thank
the black
you,
pussy.
Thank you.
Yes.
It's been such an entertaining and thought-provoking phone call.
Absolutely.
Please don't ever call up here again.
Well, I think I need to, Jesus. I don't know.
All right, that's enough.
I don't know why you're always
Thanks,
down
Peter.
Me, motherfucker, with
Bye.
Your stupid...
Oh, that was brutal. That was brutal. I already knew he had jungle fever. It's nothing new. I was hoping he'd say something incredibly racist. That'd have been something. He went on for 4 minutes about wanting to fuck black chicks. Okay, man. Okay, fine, you know. Good. So, more fun with St. Peter. All right. I always have this thing recording up here in case somebody calls. You never know. Sometimes Peter will call. Very, very few comedic opportunities with Peter, so you got to take advantage of them whenever you can. So those of you hearing this on the Stoner Jesus Show, I hope you enjoyed it. And now on to what the fuck ever I have planned next.
Oh, this is kind of cool.
Stoner. You can put your weed in there.
Stoner. Jesus.
check this out.
Oh, yeah. That's beautiful. A lot of people don't realize this, but you can put your weed in there.
This is the Stoner Jesus Show on CannabisRadio.com.
It's Mike Craig here at Poontang, if I can use a medical term.
Man, oh man.
You're gay. There's no facts in the church.
Oh, yeah.
Holy crap. Don't try to debate me on something. Motherfucker, I can't do many things well, but words are my shit. Ah, yes. Welcome, everyone. A lot of stuff going on here. It is High Noon with Stoner Jesus. We're live on CannabisRadio.com. We are every Friday. Noon Eastern Time, 9 a.m. Pacific. Of course, podcasts and more information on the show can be found at stonerjesus.net. I'm on Twitter at stonerjesus420. Come check me out there. You can also email the show, stonerjesus420@gmail.com. We're also all over Facebook. Got the Facebook page, facebook.com/stonerjesus420. And of course, also our hardcore group of the show, hardcore group of fans, Disciples of Stoner Jesus on Facebook. Search Disciples of Stoner Jesus on Facebook and you'll find our group of the show. Check us out on Patreon, of course, as well. Patreon.com/StonerJesus420. Joe Destruction, a supporter on there, on Patreon. Go check out his Brett Anthony Rock Show. BA Rock Show on Twitter. Brett Anthony Rock Show on Facebook. Also find Joe Destruction on Facebook and Twitter at that name, at Joe Destruction. Supporter of the show, a shouter outer. There you go. Right now, we're at the beach. It's summer. It's beautiful outside. It's sunny. The sun feels so good on my face. We're at the beach. Which beach? Don't worry about it. Don't worry about which beach we're at. And especially remember this, we are definitely not in the alley behind the Stoner Jesus Studio Complex, where we have dumped a big load of sand, and then we ran out of sand, we dumped kitty litter. So we didn't do that at all. That would be dumb. We're definitely not doing that. We're definitely at the beach. Beautiful beach with the waves and the sand and the sun and the surf and the bitches. Definitely not in a pile of sand in the alley behind the Stoner Jesus Studio Complex. That would be stupid. That would be a stupid idea and stupid for someone to do. In any case, here we are. We are, like I said, it's a beautiful day. It's summer and I got to thinking, I thought to myself, well, what can we do for summer? What can we do to, get in the mood? Yeah. The mood of summer. And this is what I settled on. We got a lot of stuff going on today. We have the porn report, all kinds of beach activities here. I got beach trivia, things maybe you didn't know about beaches. We have the intern sandcastle building contest. We got all kinds of stuff going on in the next couple hours. Also, of course, weed news, some weird shit from around the internet, all that stuff. 2 hours in the beautiful sun here on the beach. The beach is not the alley behind the Stoner Jesus Studio Complex. As I said, we have a lot of stuff going on in the show. We have a voicemail from St. Peter. We'll play that in a moment. But first, I want to tell you about Patreon. Now, and this ties into what comes after that because I'm a professional. A professional. It's going well. It's going well so far. Show on the beach. The beach, I say. Patreon. A lot of rewards on there. I'm building a huge archive. There's a bunch of shows up there already. More on the way. There's the Drunken Prank Call podcast you can get access to. That's up on Patreon. Also soon, for probably the $3 level people, I'm going to add the 420 Story Archive. You don't know what the 420 Story is, go to stonerjesus.net. I did three of them this week, I think. Every day that I'm able, if I have something to say or I find a story that I particularly want to talk about, I'm going to do the 420 Story. A short story about something going on in weed news, marijuana news, whatever. It'll be posted on my website, on stonerjesus.net, at exactly 420. Not through any greatness of my own, my ability to stay on any kind of schedule, but because you can actually schedule it through Podbean, and it'll post it at 420. And then it goes to Twitter and all that, and you know, later on I put it on Facebook and shit like that. The 420 Story is going to be free on stonerjesus.net for everyone to stream and download for 7 days. And then after 7 days, it goes behind the paywall, the $3 a month one on Patreon. So you can, for $3 a month, be able to get a link on the website, stonerjesus.net, and the archive, which we just started, but it'll, you know, you always have access to all of them, however many is up there, however many we've done. It's been more than 7 days. You'll find them there, and only there. The 420 Story is a great collection. Someday you'll be able to sell that on eBay for dozens and dozens of dollars. If you don't get dozens of dollars, well, my name ain't Stoner Jesus. So, you know, in any case, fuck. A lot of stuff going on, a lot of stuff to keep track of. Fucking interns are pretty much zero help. I mean, they are pretty much fucking zero help. They're getting ready, they're designing their stupid sandcastles. That's a bad idea. I already regret that. The intern sandcastle building contest in the beginning of the second hour. So for the next hour, they're going to be more useless than usual because they're designing these intricate sandcastles. They're going to build the sand here on the beach where we are. It's not going to be a mixture of sand and kitty litter in the alley behind the Stoner Jesus studio complex. That would be dumb. We don't do dumb shit like that. We are actually at a beach. You hear the waves lapping against the shore and the birds. And not cars driving by at all, because why the fuck would cars be on a beach? They wouldn't. So we got a lot of stuff coming up, as I said. Go check us out on Patreon. St. Peter. The saga of St. Peter continues, as it always is. There's always, especially in the summer, he seems to have a saga. So a few months ago, whatever, he went out west, tried to find himself, find answers to life's questions. I don't know, some bullshit like that. And it's been a whole thing. You can go back and listen to past episodes. You know, the beginning of the first hour, if we have a voicemail, we usually play it. Well, sometimes I forgot and played it later. But in any case, it'll say a voicemail from St. Peter in the description. If you want to go, keep track of the saga and why you would, I don't know. But maybe you do. Maybe that's your thing. Maybe you really, really care about St. Peter and what's going on. So he ended up getting lost in Canada, and then he came back and sent me this long, rambling text with a bunch of extra letters that weren't necessary. And I talked about that last week or the week before. I don't remember because I really don't care. And so he sent a voicemail this week. And it's actually a very good voicemail. It's very clear. Apparently he's discovered some new technology, some new calling technology. I only listened to like the first 30 seconds of it, but apparently it's over 3 minutes long. Which, I know, that sounds brutal. 3 minutes of St. Peter? It does not sound good. But we're going to do it anyway. Forwarding, moving the storyline forward. So anyway, here's a voicemail from St. Peter we got in the last couple days, updating us on his situation.
Hey, Jesus, it's me, Peter. I think this thing is working right. I don't know. It's called a landline. A landline. It's like a phone. It's like a cord. It goes into the wall. This guy told me that, like, they used to hit him all the time back in the day, but I don't remember that. Do you remember that, Jesus? They had, like, phones, like, they were, like, the cord went to the wall, and then there was, like, a cord to, like, from, like, the phone part to the other, like, bigger phone part. It's called a landline. I don't know. I don't remember that. And that guy's bullshitting me. Anyway, Jesus, I'm back in the United States, man. I made it back. I don't know if you got my text or whatever. Right now, I'm at that, you remember that sex commune I told you about? Oh, God, I guess it was a long time ago. When I first came out here, I was in this text commune. A lot of weird shit going on. A lot of, you know, lots of people in, like, different, like, positions and shapes. And it was, like, you know, It's like a fucking halftime show to like an Ohio State football game, man. I mean, there's fucking people everywhere. Anyway, I found my way back here, Jesus. I don't know how. I wandered for a long time, and I got a ride. This trucker, dude, he let me out of this place, this village, and it looked, you know, looked familiar. And I'll be damned, man, the fucking South Communist here, and these people are crazy as ever. I mean, there's just, I mean, I've been here like a day, and I've already seen like 40 people have sex. I mean, I don't know. I mean, I'm not, you know, I'm not complaining. Well, I guess I am a little bit. It's kind of disconcerting, you know, it's like it's just all of one thing. You know, like if they were all just like, if everybody just like square danced all the time, they would get annoying after a while. It's like all of one thing. It's like, you know, you take a break and like, you know, like eat dinner or something and like watch a movie. You know, I mean, by all means, then like get back to like the hardcore, constant, continuous, crazy, fucking whips and chains and fucking sex swings, fucking you got going on. But you know, every once in a while, like take a breath. You know what I mean, Jesus? Anyway, we'll see how long I end up staying here. I'll try to call you, like leave you voice messages on this landline phone. It's weird. It's weird. I think it's the new thing, Jesus. It's like new technology. Sounds better. I think it's like the wave of the future for phones. Everybody's running around with their own goddamn phone. They need to stay home and talk on the phone. That's the future. Stay home and talk on the phone. Wait, Jesus, I'm gonna go. I'm sure, you know, somebody's having sex somewhere that I should be seeing. Or whatever. I'm gonna try to find me some drugs. Found a bottle of Jack. It's a good start. It's a good start. Alright, we'll call you, like, whenever, Jesus, with an update. I'm gonna get back there, Jesus. Do, like, the list and the bits and whatnot. Be, like, the hardcore, like, you know, podcast sidekick I'm supposed to be. Or whatnot. Anyway, fuck you, Jesus. Peace be with you. Peace be with you. Why the fuck did I say peace be with you? That's dumb. That's dumb. Is this fucking thing still on? How the fuck you hang this thing up?
So anyway, there you go. That's St. Peter. And, well, now you're updated. Landlines. Go out and get yourself a landline. The sound quality is fucking amazing. This is High Noon with Stoner Jesus. It's July 7th, 2017. We're here on the beach. We're here on the beach. We are here at the beach. Definitely not the alley behind the Stoner Jesus studio complex. It's not like I took a bunch of fucking sand and dumped it all back in the alley. And then we ran out of sand. We filled the rest of it in with kitty litter. And then we're going to have interns making sandcastles later in the fucking alley behind the Stoner Jesus studio complex. That's stupid. We're at the beach. We're at the beach. You know, it's not a fucking poor shoestring budget type operation here. We got some pool. I don't have no problems taking my interns down to the beach and all the equipment and doing a kick-ass show in the summer sun at the beach. You can hear fucking seagulls in the background. I mean, I don't know what else you need to know that this is a beach and not an alley.
The car starting?
High Noon with Stoner Jesus. There's no fucking cars on the beach. High Noon with Stoner Jesus. We're live on CannabisRadio.com. It's July 7th, 2017, which I just said. That says a lot to keep track of. Out here on the beach, there's sand on all the equipment. It's horrible. It's horrible. We got... What the fuck we got coming up? The Porn Report is coming up. You know what's been going on. You've not been following the Rob and Black China saga. Well, you probably got more important things to do. But I will keep you up to date. He may not be in trouble for revenge porn because he put her titties on Instagram. Which Instagram don't allow no titties? Everybody knows that. You can't put titties on Instagram. It's like you can't put them on Facebook. You got titties, you put them on Twitter. Twitter, titties. It's easy to remember. Twitter, titties. Titties, Twitter. Maybe Tumblr, but no. Unless your Tumblr feeds to your Twitter. Then you put your titties on your Tumblr, feed that to your Twitter, and then you got Twitter motherfucking titties. That's right. We'll be back after this break. We got a bunch of new sponsors. They're awesome. Go check out their banners on sternjesus.net. They support us. So go support them. We have the Porn Report coming up and Weed News Of course, the intern sandcastle building competition. Which we don't have any judges for. I guess I'll judge that. Whatever. We're on the beach. I can't be mad. We're on the beach. I also have facts about the beach in the second hour. Maybe facts you didn't know about the beach. You think you're a fucking beach expert or something? I don't think so. I know things about the beach and the history of beaches that you have no idea about. So there. You just got told, didn't you? About your lack of beach knowledge, bitch. Don't step in my house with that junk. Hi, name is Stern Jesus. We're live on CannabisRadio.com. Go check out SternJesus.net for the podcast, the 420 story. Link to Patreon. All that stuff. We'll be back, yo.
The Stoner Jesus Show on CannabisRadio.com.
Hello, everyone. Stoner Jesus here to tell you about the Grip Clip, an awesome new sponsor of the Stoner Jesus Show. It's a revolutionary product that aids in the gripping of smoking devices. It's attachable. You can also hook it to your keychain. You don't want to be the one burning your fingers. You don't want to be the one dropping the roach. Make sure you check out the Grip Clip today. Click that Grip Clip banner on stonerjesus.net and pre-order your own. Get one for a friend. Customize it. Just go check it out. TheGripClip.net. Click the Grip Clip banner on stonerjesus.net. Smoke smarter, not harder, with the Grip Clip. Hello, my children. Stoner Jesus here to tell you about a great sponsor of the show, Core Lore 420. Check out CoreLore420.com, K-O-R-L-O-R-420.com, or simply click that Core Lore banner on stonerjesus.net. They have extraction filter bags that are 100% silk. Get no blowouts, higher yields, and a cleaner product. Plus, silk gives you a concentrate with the best flavor. It retains the terpenes and will preserve the richest of aromas. If you want the purest product possible, then silk is for you. Go check out Core Lore. Click that Core Lore banner on stonerjesus.net to check out their extraction filter bags. Make sure you use promo code STONERJESUS10. That's all one word, STONERJESUS and the number 10. For 10% off of any purchase at Core Lore, no minimum purchase necessary. Click that banner on stonerjesus.net. Get to pressing, get to extracting. Check out Core Lore and their banner on stonerjesus.net. And make sure you use promo code STONERJESUS10 to get 10% off of any purchase.
From dabs to chivas, sativas to indicas, we roll out a whole concentrate of fresh new content every week. It's like going from the greenhouse to the dispensary. CannabisRadio.com.
Hello, my children. Stoner Jesus here to tell you about another awesome sponsor of the show, Kind Soil. Check out the Kind Soil banner on stonerjesus.net or go to kindsoil.com. And also follow at Kind Soil on Twitter. Kind Soil is a 100% organic soil program that feeds your plants from seed to harvest. All you ever do is water your plants. Never use nutrients again. Make sure you check out that Kind Soil banner on stonerjesus.net. Kind Soil allows your plant to feed as it chooses, drink fresh, clean water as it chooses, all while never experiencing burns or growth issues from chemical feeding. Kind Soil produces large, dense flowers soaked in trichomes. Go check it out for yourself, kindsoil.com, or click that Kind Soil banner on stonerjesus.net.
The next generation of vaporizers has arrived. Vuber vaporizers are blazing the way with unparalleled technology for oil, concentrate, or dry flower pens. Providing unsurpassed customer service and expert craftsmanship, Vuber vaporizers use cutting-edge technology, providing a power-packed, smoother vapor with a lifetime guarantee. Experience vaporizing the way it was meant to be. The Vuber way.
Equio, New Frontier's cutting-edge big data platform, puts the information and answers you need right at your fingertips in real time to help you more effectively run your cannabis business. Go to www.equio.io to sign up for your free membership today. Again, that's www.equio.io. Run with New Frontier and let us help you conquer the wild.
The following CannabisRadio.com program contains explicit language and content that can be considered graphic and offensive.
This program is not suitable for all audiences, and the opinions expressed do not reflect those of CannabisRadio.com, its staff, management, or sponsors. Listener discretion is advised.
Welcome back, everybody. Hi, Newman Stoner Jesus, live on CannabisRadio.com. We're here every Friday at noon Eastern Time live. Podcast is StonerJesus.net. Broadcasting live from the beach. That's right, the beach. Certainly not the alley behind the Stoner Jesus studio complex. We've dumped a bunch of sand and kitty litter. Not that at all. The first thing I said, the beach. Where's the motherfucking beach? You hear that shit in the background? You hear the seagulls and whatnot? The waves gently lap against the shore. Yeah, that's right. That's relaxing. Is it not? Anyway, it's time for the porn report. Do the porn report periodically on the Stoner Jesus show. And you may have been following this saga. Samantha joined us in the chat room. Would it be? The saga of Rob Kardashian and Blac Chyna. Now, this is from HuffingtonPost.com. Rob Kardashian may have broken California's revenge porn law, according to experts. Apparently, it's illegal in California to post explicit photos of someone in order to exact revenge or cause distress. Rob Kardashian, for those of you who don't know, posted a series of explicit photos to his Instagram and Twitter accounts Wednesday morning, showing a woman he claimed was Blac Chyna, Kardashian's ex-girlfriend and the mother of the reality star's 8-month-old daughter, Dream Kardashian. If authorities prove that the photos are of Chyna, experts say Kardashian could face multiple criminal charges for violating California's revenge porn statute, which makes it illegal, to publicly share explicit photos of another person in order to cause them harm. Two California law enforcement officials who spoke to HuffPost on the condition of anonymity because they aren't authorized to speak about potential or open investigations said Kardashian showed, quote, the intent to cause serious emotional distress to Chyna by publicly posting a photo that had been previously assumed to be private. He posted the images multiple times. Kardashian repeatedly shared and deleted the photos on Instagram until Instagram suspended his account. He then turned to Twitter, posting and deleting the same images. First of all, like I said, everybody knows Instagram don't like titties. No titties on Instagram and Facebook. If you want titties, you got to go to Tumblr or Twitter. Tumblr and Twitter are for titties. Instagram is not. Anyway, Samantha says she used to work at King of Diamonds in Miami. Yeah, I heard she was a dancer in her younger days. I saw the pictures. Nice ass, nice titties. You know, if they're hers, if they're someone else's, whoever they belong to, way to go. Some enhancements may have been made by the looks of it, but still, don't mean they don't look good. Officials say the behavior may show Kardashian was hoping to hurt Chyna, who shares at least two tattoos, one on her hand and one on her leg, with the woman in the photographs. Oh, well, that kind of narrows it down, doesn't it? Maybe it's another woman who has the exact same tattoos. I don't know. From what I gather, he says that she sent him a picture or a video of her with a dude in his bed. Chyna has not confirmed or denied the validity of the photos, but she appeared to respond to Kardashian Wednesday on her Snapchat account, where she accused him of physically abusing her in a series of posts she later deleted. Why is everybody deleting everything? God damn, you're going to put it up there? Put it up there. Shit. Anyway, so he got pissed off. He started posting shit all over Instagram. And, well, I don't know. It's a really fucked up situation. But who thought it would have ended up anything other than fucked up? He's a Kardashian, after all. Blac Chyna's lawyer is exploring all legal remedies and protections.
Whoops. Don't want that video because it has no narration. It's just reading words, which doesn't work for radio. Black China is this from HuffingtonPost.com as well. Black China's attorney is evidently taking Rob Kardashian's barrage of explicit and angry Instagram and Twitter posts quite seriously. He released a statement to People on Wednesday evening. He said he's exploring all legal remedies and protections available to my client at this time. Kardashian posted a series of explicit images to Instagram on Wednesday of a woman whom he said was China, the mother of his eight-month-old daughter. Alongside the images, Kardashian accused China of cheating on him, saying he had never been so disrespected in his life. Really? Are you sure? Are you sure you haven't? Instagram eventually suspended Kardashian's account because, again, no titties on Instagram. But that hasn't muted questions about whether Kardashian's posts qualify as revenge porn. The maximum penalty for a first-time violation of the state's revenge porn law is 6 months in jail and a $1,000 fine. Again, they go on about he posted and reposted and deleted and shit all over Instagram and Twitter. Again, who thought it was going to end up anything other than fucked up? What else? Groundbreaking online school is about to revolutionize sex ed. Have I done that story? I can't remember. It's been so long since we did the porn report. By the way, if you're just joining us, we're live at the beach. The beautiful, sunny beach. It's just a wonderful day out. And we're at the beach. We're not in the fucking alley behind the Stoner Jesus Studio Complex. Because, again, as I said, that would be stupid. It'd be dumb if we just dumped a bunch of fucking sand in the alley behind the studio and just did a broadcast from there and said it was the beach. That would be dumb. None of that kind of shit. We're at the beach. O School is a pleasure-centered, shame-free internet classroom. Kind of sounds kind of familiar, but then not really. Anyway, try Googling sexual education in America and then sit back and wait for the depression to wash over you as you read headlines like sex ed in America is even worse than you thought, and these maps show where kids in America get terrifying sex ed. From woefully inadequate abstinence-only curriculums to programs that neglect to discuss consent or queer sex, much less pleasure, there's no small feat to locate informative, accessible classes in this country that realistically prepare individuals for sexual encounters. Isn't that what porn's for? Anyway, Andrea Bareka wants to change all that. The 27-year-old queer Filipina-American technology entrepreneur is preparing to launch O School, a groundbreaking shame-free online platform for pleasure education this fall. School will offer courses led by instructors from communities around the country to help participants unlearn elements of problematic sex ed they may have previously encountered. The classes will also be dedicated to investigating and championing sexual issues specifically facing queer people and people of color, addressing sexual trauma and celebrating female sexuality and pleasure. I did a whole interview, which they put the transcript of the interview, but you know what would be helpful is the audio of the interview. Because again, doing a radio show. Anyway, that's the porn report. Here on High Noon with Stoner Jesus, we do have weed news coming up. A lot of stuff going on there. A lot of jobs in the legal marijuana industry. John Morgan going to file suit in Florida over smokable marijuana. A new study from UC Berkeley and HelloMD about people preferring cannabis over opioids. And more. All coming up live from the beach. That's right, the beach. High Noon with Stoner Jesus, live on CannabisRadio.com, July 7, 2017. It's such a beautiful day out. I feel the sun beating against my face. It's definitely not being blocked at all by the huge building that stands behind the Stoner Jesus Studio Complex, because again, we're not in the alley. We're at the beach. So anyway, weed news coming up. Also still to come, the intern sandcastle building contest, and also some facts you may not know about the history of beaches. In fact, I'm going to go out on a limb and say there are facts you there's no way you know. There's absolutely no way you know these facts. You do not know as much about the beach as I do. All that's coming up. High Noon with Stoner Jesus. Stay tuned, yo.
The Stoner Jesus Show on CannabisRadio.com.
Yo, this your boy TJ, Trinidad James. You're listening to Dr. Beano on Cannabis Confidential. LA, what up?
Name James, man. I'm worried like I need to.
People were so excited to see you supporting our industry, and it's so important to see people who are mainstream, who are out there, that people look up to.
That was my first one ever going to, so that was definitely a big deal for me. It's not just, oh man, just come smoke a bunch of joints. It's a lot of science into it. It's way more interesting than a lot of people might think, who look down, per se, on what we enjoy.
Cannabis Confidential, only on CannabisRadio.com.
Growing green to generate more green.
Hello to all you happy herbalizers, smiling trippy hippies, and everyone who believes in freedom and tolerance. This is The Grow Show, and I'm Kyle Cushman.
From food to fuel, from remedy to resource.
Welcome my guest, Ed Rosenthal, the guru of ganja. Let me ask you, right now I hear your lighter clicking. Are you smoking indoor, or are you smoking sun-grown?
What am I smoking? I'm smoking concentrate.
Way to get out of the answer there. So you're truly like the king, right? You just clap your hands and somebody brings you a bowl and you're all set, right?
I wish that were the case.
The Grow Show with Kyle Cushman, only on CannabisRadio.com.
From high atop Mount Soledad in San Diego, California, 100 feet above sea level. Good morning. It's Good News with cannabis nurse Heather.
This plant is amazing. Positive change is happening. We did it. No matter who you are, you can make a positive impact on the world.
I would rather be illegally alive than legally dead.
And that quote helped to give you strength.
Nurse Heather is only on CannabisRadio.com.
Good morning, Cannabis Nurse Heather.
Tommy Chong Show on Cannabis Radio.
You got me running. You got me hiding. Run, hide, and hide, run any way you want. Let it roll. Yeah. You want me, baby? Girl, what you want me to do? Shut up and do a
podcast. Or subscribe to the show on iTunes, Stitcher, and iHeartRadio.
The following CannabisRadio.com program contains explicit language and content that can be considered graphic and offensive. This program is not suitable for all audiences, and the opinions expressed do not reflect those of CannabisRadio.com, its staff, management, or sponsors. Listener discretion is advised. Now, here's cannabis news coverage you can count on. From the Stoner Jesus Show's Cannabis Radio Newsroom, inside the rectory, this is Weed News.
Yeah, high noon with Stoner Jesus, July 7, 2017. It is Weed News, live from the beach. That's right, you heard me, I said the beach. A lot of stuff going on. We get our Weed News from Cannabis Tweets on Twitter. That's Cannabis Tweets with a Z. Also, I do some writing if you want to go check it out. For the Marijuana Times at marijuanatimes.org. I read about this at marijuanatimes.org. A new study from MJ Biz Daily, Marijuana Business Daily. Say basically, you know, because numbers aren't exact, but there's anywhere between 165,000 and 230,000 people employed in the legal marijuana industry. Now, that's on par with, you know, there's like, there's 201,000. Right now we're just getting numbers from places like Colorado and Washington, which are like mid-size states, population-wise. So it's, they have no idea what could be coming. Other than a lot of fucking jobs. A lot. It's an amazing opportunity. It's a product. that millions of people already want, they use all the time, they use every day. They've proven they're willing to spend money on it. So as a built-in customer base, you just got to make it legal. And voila, you have a new industry with hundreds of thousands, if not millions, of jobs over the next 10 years. Imagine a legal recreational marijuana in Texas or Florida, Illinois, Pennsylvania, New York. Just those states alone. Imagine what to do with those job numbers. Anyway, go check that out. MarijuanaTimes.org. New study from UC Berkeley and HelloMD on cannabis use as a substitute for opioid and non-opioid pain. I'll try this again. Substitute for opioid and non-opioid based pain medication. Shit. HelloMD, one of the nation's largest community of medical cannabis patients, today announced the result of their landmark study examining the use of cannabis as a substitute for opioid and non-opioid pain-based or based pain medication. It was in collaboration with the University of California, Berkeley. HelloMD surveyed its patient database, collecting survey data from close to 3,000 participants. Among the key findings were 97% strongly agreed or agreed that they could decrease their opioid use with a safe, non-addictive product available to help fight the opioid epidemic. You'll see a link to that study up on Cannabis Tweets on Twitter. That's Cannabis Tweets with a Z down in Florida. I believe we talked about this last week, the week before. I also wrote about it on MarijuanaTimes.org. The regulations that the Florida legislature put in effect for Florida's medical marijuana program, which is Amendment 2, was passed last November. It banned smokable cannabis. Allows, you know, vaporizing edibles and all that shit. But it bans smokable cannabis. Now, Orlando attorney, John Morgan. Sand blown in my face for being here at the beach. He was one of the major fundraisers and funders of Amendment 2 and medical marijuana bills in 2014 and 2016. Measures that went before the voters. He's calling bullshit. He points out that Amendment 2 specifically bans public smoking. And if it banned all smoking, it would say all smoking, but since it specifically banned outdoor smoking and public smoking, that it implies that private home smoking is allowed. This is from WESH.com. John Morgan files a lawsuit demanding smokable cannabis. It's supposed to be audio, I guess. See how this works.
Now look, here's the background on the whole thing. 71% of Floridians voted to legalize medical marijuana in Florida. That was the debate that I fought over and over and over and over again. And I would say to them, this is not the legalization of recreational marijuana. If that's what I wanted to do, that's what I would have said.
Well, in any case, it's like a 30-minute press conference, but he's suing to get the regulation taken away that doesn't allow private smoking, which is how most patients still, you know, partake. A little bowl, a little pipe, bong, joint, whatever. You know, they're not making edibles. They don't vape. Like some of you whippersnappers out there with your vaping. They do other things, and they mostly smoke. And they say, oh, well, no. You can have medicine, but we're gonna keep you safe from smoke by denying you access to the way that most people use that medicine. It makes no sense. Absolutely no fucking sense. Anyway, that's weed news. This is High Noon with Stoner Jesus. We gotta get shit ready for the intern sandcastle competition. Competition will be fierce. So we're here at the beach. It's a wonderful July day. The sun is amazing. It feels great here at the beach. We're definitely not in the alley behind the Stoner Jesus studio complex in a big pile of sand and some kitty litter. Definitely that is not what's going on here. We're definitely at the beach. Do not question Jesus. Blasphemers. All that's coming up. Some facts you don't know about the beach. And more.
Coffee filters to frisbees, bandanas, everything planted everywhere on the site is made in Cincinnati, Ohio, made locally. We also have other retail products from our cosmetics, earthly body product, bags on the retail site. You know, again, anybody local in Cincinnati can go to hemptations.com and get the info on the stores. Planted everywhere is our .com is our retail site. You can hit me up on Hemptation Beach or like my Facebook page, Hemptations. Or Hemptations 2. I'm on Twitter, Google, I'm on the internet everywhere, just like everyone. You know, we love to hear from people all over the world, positive things about industrial hemp. That's what I do. That's what we do. Largest selection of industrial hemp on the planet in the stores. And I'd like to grow that inventory to be able to say that I haven't actually checked out all the other hemp retail spots to see if we have the largest amount on our planet everywhere, but it's a fair selection.
And as Beach always says,
having temptations.
Hello, my children. Stoner Jesus here to tell you about another great sponsor of the Stoner Jesus Show, NextBardo.com. Check out that headshot banner on StonerJesus.net. They don't have just glass. They have a full line of smoking products, including wood pipes, metal pipes, roll your own supplies, pouches, storage, grinders, dab rigs, water pipes, vaporizers, and more. An amazing variety. Check out nextbardo.com. That's NextBardo.com. Or simply click their banner on stonerjesus.net to check them out. There's free shipping on all domestic orders over $20 and free shipping and a free gift with orders over $50. They offer worldwide shipping. Make sure you use discount code StonerJesus. That's all one word. Stoner Jesus. To get
put different celebrities inside your entourage. You can choose to play with Snoop or me or Cheech and Chong. Cypress Hill, Willie Nelson, Wiz Khalifa with a bong. The name of the game is him pink, that's the point. Download and play while you light yourself a joint. The business of cannabis should be no crime. Hemp Inc. is even hot proved by the man who run High Times. Oh yeah, get it on Android and iOS today. Marijuana Llama out. Tend to me on crap, you know. Money don't make itself. Hemping.
Are you disturbed by the prescription medication commercials on television and their endless list of side effects? They go on, and you end up having to take multiple pills to counteract the problems caused by the first pill. It never ends. Have you looked into CBD as a more natural option? At Saturn Ranch, we produce all-natural CBD topicals and THC-infused edibles. Premium lab-tested hemp-derived CBD is the most important ingredient in our products. From topical balms, salt scrubs, bath-soaking salts to tinctures and edibles, you're sure to find something to help. Family-owned and operated, we at Saturn Ranch believe in and use our products daily. Don't put anything on your body that you wouldn't put in your body. Saturn Ranch.
The following CannabisRadio.com program contains explicit language and content that can be considered graphic and offensive. This program is not suitable for all audiences, and the opinions expressed do not reflect those of CannabisRadio.com, its staff, management, or sponsors. Listener discretion is advised.
On this episode of Canadian Pickers, we go looking in some dumpsters around town. We find this guy, says his name is St. Peter, says he's on some radio show or something or other. I don't know what he's talking about. If I live in there, would you kindly get out of there so I can pick through it?
No. Why would you want to
pick through the dumpster. I'm a Canadian picker. This is television. We're on television.
No, I don't want to be on TV. Get that camera away from me. No, you can't be in. You can't come in here.
I don't know what you're talking about, eh?
This is my area.
I got to get in this dumpster. So why don't you get out of the dumpster before I get Canadian on your ass?
Getting
Canadian on your ass means I'll kindly ask you again to get out of the dumpster.
Oh, I'm going to get St. Peter on your ass, son.
Will you just get out of the dumpster, please?
That means I'll punch you in the goddamn face. You little Canadian piece of shit.
Fine.
Get the fuck out of here.
Fine, you're not living there, but you won't get out. Whatever. Whatever, I don't know what you're talking about. Let's go over
here.
Let's go to this next dumpster.
Move on.
What a weird guy. What a weird guy that was. Eh?
This is kind of cool.
Stoner. You can put your weed in there.
Stoner. Jesus.
Oh, check this out.
Oh, yeah. That's beautiful. A lot of people don't realize this, but you can put your weed in there.
This is the Stoner Jesus Show on CannabisRadio.com.
It's Mike Greg, you're a poontang, if I can use a medical term.
Man, oh man.
You're gay. There's no facts in the church.
Oh, yeah.
Holy crap. Don't try to debate me on something. Motherfucker, I can't do many things well, but words are my shit. Yeah, words are my shit. High Noon with Stoner Jesus, we're live on CannabisRadio.com. It says the encoder stopped. Now it's resumed. I don't know. I don't think it's going well. I don't think this is going to last. It's supposed to be beginning of hour two. We may just have the first hour. We're here live at the beach. We're supposed to have the intern sandcastle competition. Maybe if they were paying more attention to the technical aspects of the show and not in building their sandcastles here at the beach, not an alley, to see who can win the grand prize. I don't know what the fuck a prize. There's a prize. Is there a prize? I don't think so. I don't think there is. I think there's no prize. But I think they think there is a prize, so they're really, they spend all day fucking designing these things. Now they're building them. So I have no technical help. None. Bullshit. Stupid idea was this. Stupid idea was to come to the beach. Anyway. Also coming up, things about beaches you may not know. Because after all, you're not a beach expert as am I. Or as I am, rather. So you don't know as much about the beach as I do. And we'll continue to monitor the technical situation as well. Very, very difficult. Way out here at the beach. Not in the alley behind the studio. Because again, as I said earlier, if we just dumped sand in the alley behind the studio and just went out there and did a broadcast and said it was the beach, that would be stupid. Why would we do that? Why are you questioning Jesus? Why are you questioning my motives? Let me worry about this. Let me worry about what's going on. Fucking Christ. See what we got here. It says it's all one show. I don't know. It says we're encoding again. I mean, we're back on? I don't know. This is not working. Son of a bitch. I'm done with this. We're packing it up. We're leaving the beach. It's not fucking working. Just every 2 minutes it goes out. It's not going to work. Anyway, thanks everybody for listening. StonerJesus.net and all that shit. I'll get it back on the Canvas Radio stream and see you next time. Hopefully next time's better. We'll do it from the studio. No more coming to the beach. God damn it.